Talk about going to this bowl game. Where do you feel your program is better than it was last year at this time? You're 8-4 both times, but where do you feel your program is better going into this?
Well, I look at it a lot of different ways. I think, it's kind of interesting. We were just talking in recruiting the other day just about where we are as a program in two factions, in the state and where we are in our league. And without a doubt, we are the most stable combination of stability and winning program in the state of Texas. The only team that's close with wins that's more than us is Baylor, but we all know what they've been through with three different coaches and what's happened there. And then from a winning percentage standpoint, there's really not a whole lot of people that are close. You've got other programs that had one head coach for last 5 years, and their winning percentage is not even close. And you move on to our league, it's a similar situation when it comes to where we are as far as winning percentage and what's happened over the last 5 years. Those numbers are documented with the teams that have done that or the coaches that have done that in the 5 years. So, that is a part of where the program has come over 5 years that people aren't talking about. But does that mean we're where we want to be? No. Are we approaching things at a pace that can be frustrating to some people? Probably, but those are things that from a stability standpoint, from a winning standpoint, from a coaching standpoint, are not being talked about, but are being realized and appreciated by recruits across the state and across the country, because I think it's reflected in why guys are coming here, why our recruiting is at the rate it is right now, and why it's only going to get better.
Down front, Brent.
I'm going to take you back to your era here. Could you imagine back in the mid-'80s, Bo Jackson saying, I'm going to pass on this last bowl game because I'm preparing for the draft? And do you see both sides of that?
You have to be able to see both sides of it. Obviously we have a young man on our team that has a lot at stake. I think, what Myles Garrett has done this year is more than the bowl game. I think when he was injured, he made a decision to play. I think his statement yesterday was his statement. It wasn't anybody else's statement that he wanted to play with his teammates. And, that happened 4 months ago. And that hasn't changed. And I think you've seen some other guys across the country that wasn't the case. So let's not just make it the bowl game. Let's talk about, what's at stake, some guy's whole senior year. And I think the injury last year in the bowl game at Notre Dame, I think that's, what's really kind of brought this on. So there's both sides to it. Society and what we've talked about early about the recruiting process, about the whole process and of me and not team. That's not just a phenomena that happens your third year available to be able to go to the draft. That process happens with young people early in life, and that's just kind of the way society is right now. So, I don't think it should be a shock to anybody that this is happening. I think, things have changed since the older days. That's just a lot of things that people don't understand why young guys do what they do right now. Things were different 20 years ago. And does that make it right or wrong? It's not for me to say, because – we're not in those positions. We're not in that individual position. We're not making those kind of decisions, and based on the way things are happening, the way things have guys have come up, and what's been put in front of them. So, obviously, those individual decisions have come about, and it's kind of disappointing, if you're a teammate, but. You have to respect guys' decisions, and everybody's different.
on the aisle left, Chip.
Kevin, would you speak to just where the bowls are now with so much emphasis on the semifinals and the championship game, and there's 41 different bowls now? How do you think the players still view bowl games and just from your perspective?
I think players like them. You know, I know that players like them. Yeah, I think that, you know, if you've got 127 teams and there's only four teams playing in a championship game, is that what we want? I mean, is that what you want? Because that doesn't make any sense. So, you know, what is it? You know, it's not everybody gets a trophy. You go to the game and the winner of the bowl game gets a trophy. That's it. So the realization that, you know, we don't have 64 teams going someplace and have a play-in deal and then, you know, figure out what's happening. You know, that doesn't happen in this sport. What happens is, which makes college football the what it is right now, is that every week becomes a playoff game. And with the playoff system the way it is, you've got more people, I believe, watching college football outside their region than they ever had in their life. There's more people in the South watching Washington. Everybody's up to the eyeball test that maybe 10 years ago, to your point, that never happened. Nobody cared. You know, they just waited to see what was going to happen, who's going to get matched up, because you had the matchups and really the New Year's Day games. And then everybody kind of decided what happens. The way it is right now, you know, every game matters. And that, and across the country, as those rankings come out, people are paying attention week to week. And then, at the end of that, you know, the ability to practice, to play, and play another opponent at the end, you know, with a winning record or a similar record from a different conference, I think that's important. And I know our players like it. You know, for some guys, you know, this is the last football game they're going to play, and to win, have a winning record, and go off and have some sort of like right now. Okay, so there's nobody on campus but us, and if it wasn't important, you know, it would be a difficult deal. These guys are, you know, it's kind of like back to fall camp, the last time that they can really get together and practice football, kind of hang out together as a team, and I think they enjoy that. I know they do, and they enjoy getting to play one more football game on national TV.
Right side aisle, Olin, and then down front, Zach.
Kevin Miles told us that as far as his future is concerned, he would maybe consult his coaches and ask for their advice. So what kind of advice would you give Miles?
Whatever advice I'm going to give Miles, I'm not going to tell you today. So, yeah, but here's what I will say. I've met with a number of guys, and you guys, Olin, you know this. I do this every year. With all of our third-year eligible draft guys that I think that or we know that have the ability to leave and go to the NFL. And we do our due diligence, you know, with the NFL. With the advisory committee and whatever their grades are going to be. I've had my own independent a group of people that we gather information from that are pretty accurate also. And we've had real success with talking to guys about, hey, when it's time to go, it's time for you to go. It would have been to my advantage to keep Mike Evans here, right? But after everything that we had and everything we knew, where he was going to get picked, you know, that it was time for him to go. And, you know, so, and Jokel, Jake Matthews was different. Jake Matthews was a mid-second, late-second guy who played himself into the top 10 pick, which was worth, you can't believe how much money. So, you know, and the same with Jermaine Ifedi. He wasn't going to get any bigger, stronger. He wasn't going to do anything else, and yeah, we would like to have him this year. You bet. He had another year. But he's the last pick of the first round. So, you know, we have these conversations with guys. And we have the same conversations I've had the last month in recruiting with juniors and seniors in high school. We talk about the same conversation 3 years removed. And so going through that process right now, we've done that with a number of our redshirt sophomores. and a number of our juniors just about where their status is in regards to real information about where they would be chosen, and then, you know, what they can do if they return, if there's things that they can help, can help them increase their draft value. Here's what these things are, not just from me, but from people in specific areas. And if those things can be improved, and if they can, you know, because you can't really grow, you know, you're not going to get any longer and taller. But if there's things like that that you can help in the off season to increase your value, here's what they are, because increasing your value increases our team. And those are the discussions we've had. So to Miles, you know, as you know, there's been a number of people already this year talk about, you know, really have already said they're coming out and doing everything. You know, this educational process has been going on really this week on. And then you know, we'll see. Usually our guys don't say anything until after the game, after the bowl game in the past anyway.
Down front, Zach.
The real telltale was at Atlanta when I had all the seniors come up to give them to present the trophy to them, the bowl trophy. And, you know, I knew when Mike and Johnny came up there with the seniors, that was it. So there's things like that that happen. Like at the last meal last year when I had the seniors get up and Jermaine and Fetty got up and ate with everybody that was leaving, I knew that then too. So there's subtle hints that you're going to get during this time. But right now our guys are just practicing football. And we're in the middle of – I've got a couple other meetings today with guys. I had met with four of our young guys yesterday.
We'll go Zach and then Suzanne, and we got Coach Chavis ready.
Coach, down here,
yes,
in front. I know you spoke about it some down in Houston, but playing a postseason game, a bowl game in your home state, in a place that you recruit very heavily, how much is added to that?
I mean,
how much?
Well, I don't know if it's added. I think it's convenient for our fans. You know, we've got a large number of Aggies in and around this area and Houston. You know, and I think, you know, everybody around Christmas time, it's one of those that comes at a decent time. Usually, you know, you got family in the house, and then Christmas Day, and then somewhere around the 26th, 27th, 28th, people want to get out of the house a little bit. So 8 o'clock, the 28th, is probably a pretty good time spot. It's a good spot for us from a national TV standpoint. The venue is awesome. You know, our guys like playing in NRG. They do a great job there, you know, from a fan perspective and from a player's perspective. So, you know, recruits, everybody being there and being at that 8 o'clock spot, the combination of both, being in Houston, practicing, being around people, even though it's a dead period, it makes it tough, you know, for guys that can't be at practice and do those types of things. But, you know, being local media and you know, the way they've handled things at this bowl game has been first class, and you know, an opportunity to play in that venue in the city, the fourth largest city in America, where you're going to recruit a vast majority of your players, is a big deal.
All right, Suzanne, we're good.
Hey, Kevin, I know the night of the LSU game that somebody asked you about the defense, and you said stuff you're going to have to look at. Now it's been 3 weeks.
I kind of answered this, Susan, at the bowl. Did you see my comments? I went through the whole thing at the Texas Bowl.
Well, may I ask you again, though? Do you think that there's been enough time in bowl practices to fix what was going on toward the end of the season?
I would think so. I mean, that's something we're working on. And I think, you know, nothing's changed from what I said at the Texas Bowl press conference. I went into depth about, you know, what I thought were issues and a combination of different things. And then, you know, obviously, you know, making that statement are things that we're addressing.